כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
כל הנשמה תהלל כה. הללו כה. We are up to the last focus of Tehillim. The last hallelujah. כל הנשמה תהלל כה. הללו כה. This is basically not only the last of the Shvachis, the praises that are being mentioned of the different halakim parts of the creation. We went through different musical instruments that portray and bring out a recognition of the greatness of the Bria from the highest levels of the Rotzen Haboya to make the creation into the way he brought it down from the spiritual world to the physical world, all the different parts of the chasodim, the gluis, and the things that are necessary to make the world a success and a place for us to grow in. But now we're encapsulating the entire Tehillim. Kol ha'neshama tehalel koh. Our entire essence, ha'neshama, the neshama is made up of five different parts, from the physical part of our body to our emotions to our neshama, different levels of neshama, our entire essence, to have a go. That's what we're here created for. Like the Ramban says, the purpose of creation is to praise Hashem, to recognize that we are created by Hashem. And the true recognition is not just saying, I recognize, oh, I have good food needs, that a dog could do also. A donkey could do that. To recognize the entirety of what I have, and the Shem HaKadosh, I am the prayer, the tachlis, the purpose of entire Bria is me. And that's the hill of the Neshem. I recognize my greatness and how all this amazing Bria that Hashem created is all for me. And I'm going to take advantage of it. Because that's what Hashem wants me, to take advantage for my neshama. Together with that, the Chazal Darshan called neshama ta'alkor, from the lesson of neshima, every breath. Alkor neshima, neshima, a person should praise. Mitzad echad, a person throughout life has to stress how great he is, recognize it, and use those feelings to focus and what he really can't do with his life in this world. That's stage number one. Statement number two is to recognize that every second of his life he's getting more and more chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tremendous feelings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Neshima Neshima, and every breath that one breathes, he has to make, and he should be making, a hill to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Millions of times in the course of our life, we are breathing. Most people don't even think about it twice. And that's not what Chazal wants us to do. That's not what the Torah wants us to do. The Torah wants us to feel that every day, another hundreds of thousands or however many times of breath that I'm taking, each one of them, I feel indebted to the Shvokhu. And I'll use the breath that Hashem gives me to be able to Hashem properly, just the Meach B'chelki, and bring Nachas throughout the Kodesh Bofu. Yerotzen HaVish Mizrech HaVimet, to take advantage of this, and live our lives with that feeling of this last Haluka, of the Soitzul Mochel, of the Chidun V'Ugov, Simch Rishon, the Simch Rishua, all the levels of wonderful feelings of Simcha, and Shevach Vaidor, thanks to Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even with this, Nitz Hashem, we will have happy lives, fulfilling lives, and lives in which we will take advantage of the Tachlis HaChaim, of Kiyuv HaSelekim, closing the Tachlis HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Olam Shalem Shel Tochen, Mechakeh Lecha Bekol HaLashon, 03-617-1111.